Hello. Welcome back.
Hi.
To episode...
I can't believe we've got our shit together enough to have technically a third episode.
It feels like on the podcast that I left a gap for the number of the episode in case we changed our minds halfway through, but actually I just held my two fingers up to the camera.
Oh, you actually didn't say episode two?
No.
No. And then I confused the matter by saying it's our third episode. Well, the intro one was an episode.
It was.
Yeah.
We learnt at podcast school that we should start with episode zero. What was the reason for that?
I don't know.
Okay, it made perfect sense when they taught us, but I can't remember what it was now. Anyway, I guess being that it's that episode zero was the pilot, where we would see if we get pilot.
Sorry.
Yeah. You're thinking of Johnny Depp. Trying to get himself out of his money woes. Did you read about that?
No, what?
That he's been spending upwards of like $2 million a week for the last God knows how long. Week? Month? Doesn't matter. It's still $2 million and is on the fucking bare bones of his ass. He's got no money left.
I find that stunning.
Yeah. Believable?
Well, yeah and no.
All right.
Just like, people who live strange, crazy lives do strange, crazy things.
You know what's going to happen next? He's going to start talking about Gwyneth fucking Paltrow again.
I don't know. You started talking about her.
Well, you said crazy lifestyles and I went immediately back to last week when you were talking about crazy goop, jade, egg,
you
vibrator lady.
You were talking about crazy goop, jade, egg insertions. I was just talking about the meditation I do twice a day.
Well, I hardly endorse that.
You hardly endorse it.
I heartily endorse that.
Very good.
They just are. I'm drinking water because we are currently experiencing the great beer shortage of 2017 at Dom's house, which I find frankly unbelievable here. Blah, 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 blah.
Matt drank all the beer, clearly.
I've become a character from Fat Albert. I don't think I'm allowed to do that anymore. I don't think we're even allowed to mention him, are we?
Have
Albert.
Is it the same guy that did the backing vocals for all the Jackson 5 songs?
What? You sounded just like him.
Thanks.
And then I sounded just like you, sounding like just like him.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
What a team. Impersonating.
Water. It's a bloody outrage.
Well, beer's made of water. Imagine.
I'm already imagining there's no heaven. Didn't you have like 14 cases of Fervy?
I was babysitting them, yes. Yeah.
What happened to them?
Well, they returned case by case to their rightful owner.
The Furphy Corporation?
No, my brother. Apart from the one that I seem to have commandeered, which is where you had some of that stash last week, and then I may have finished them by myself drinking alone this week.
Dude, why were you drinking alone?
Well, there's no one else here.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean, and that's the truth.
This podcast is to explore our innermost feelings and motivations. You don't drink, dude.
I do drink.
You barely drink.
I barely drink. This is true. This is not doing the thing. We're going to have to do an on-the-fly camera transplant.
Okay, all right.
Because we have no camera.
And we could just cut, but I'm keen on the idea that we don't edit.
All right. Well,
aside from anything else, because you are the editing king, and I don't want to have to leave you any more work to do.
Well, all right. So, whilst I am changing camera duties,
I can just keep talking.
Yeah, that's well. I was going to say whilst we're doing that and avoiding,
you're not avoiding anything.
The actual question,
you asked me. Unless you really don't want to answer.
Why was I drinking by myself at home? Well, it was my 2 days off, and I tend to shut down on my days off. A little bit. I don't do much socially and I don't do much functionally either.
It's upside down, Miss Jane. It's upside down.
And back to front.
Oh, frack to bunt. There we are.
There we are. All
right. G'day, mate.
Hey, everyone. We're back. I mean, for the people watching this is the first time you'll see us. That's a bit confusing, isn't it?
Mm. Second.
Oh, I mean, like, in this episode, which is already 5 minutes in.
But second.
No, there was no... No, it didn't...
It didn't work at all.
No, it crapped itself.
Damn it. Mm. Well, I'm glad I put clothes on before we started this next bit anyway. I don't want to... I don't want you to be answering questions you don't want to answer, and so I actually will cease asking you if you are genuinely uncomfortable about answering me.
About why I was at home? Yeah. Oh, no, I was actually, you know, on the days that I have off, you know, I usually have Monday and Tuesday off, and usually I shut down pretty much. Like, I kind of don't do much socially, and I don't really... It's kind of like having a weekend.
And you don't drink.
Well, no, I don't drink often, and I don't drink at work, so I don't drink at gigs.
Mm-hmm. And you don't drink by yourself.
I don't drink often by myself. This would be the first time in 3 months that I sat at home for 2 days straight, ate junk food and drank.
Okay.
What instigated it, you might say? You might say, I don't know where that accent came from.
Mm.
Yeah. That's really what you want to know. Why was I doing it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I may have had a visit from my ex-girlfriend on Sunday.
True.
True. So okay. It's just my natural reaction to whenever I see her is to go, okay, go and be a bit destructive for a little while.
Right.
In a nice, healthy manner.
Hmm.
Mm.
Okay. Do we want to talk about this anymore?
We can. I've still got questions from the last episode to ask you.
Dude, I've not asked you any yet.
We'll hop to it.
Oh, I can.
Okay.
I may.
You may.
I possibly will.
Okay.
But...
This podcast is already awkward. It doesn't have to be.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it's not awkward for me because I didn't have a visit from my ex-girlfriend on Sunday and wasn't drinking by myself on Monday and Tuesday.
It looks, visually right now, well, not right now, but in that bit where you're wiping your face going and shuffling around, it looked like you...
Because you're my best mate and I worry about you.
No, you don't have to worry. It's quite a normal part of life, you know. I say it's a normal part of life to go, what I've personally learnt is that you are not going to be excited or happy all day, every day. Things are going to come and make you go, you know what, you don't feel very good right now.
Hmm.
And just allow that to be what it is and not suppress it. So what I might have done in the past is like bottle all of that up and not eaten a bag of chips and drank a six-pack of beer.
But that actually makes you feel worse, though.
And then have it explode into me being, like, really self-destructive in really, really bad ways. Okay. But now I just kind of go, okay, no, I feel like I can do that.
Did you feel like shit afterwards? As in physically? Not emotionally?
The next day. So, yeah, I was pretty rough yesterday.
Because that stuff knocks you around.
Yeah, I was pretty rough this morning.
Really?
Yeah. But, like, you know, I got up, went for a walk and, you know, had a smoothie and...
How often do you walk Sprocket?
Every day.
He was pushing you for a walk this afternoon, though, when I got here.
Yeah, but he wanted another one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Sometimes I take him twice.
You haven't met Sprocket yet, but he's lovely.
Yeah, we should bring him in. He'd be a shitty guest.
Speaking of destructive.
He'd be a shitty guest. He doesn't say much and he just kind of, you know, knocks things over.
Yeah, he does knock a lot of stuff over. Mm. Yeah, what sort of dog is he?
He's a Labradoodle.
He's bigger. My brain says Labradoodle are like more poodle than Labra.
Oh, poodles can get huge. It's not like they get... I actually think you can get giant poodles.
Come on.
Yeah, serious.
No.
Yeah.
Is this a true fact or an alternate fact?
I think it's a true fact because they do grow... You can get different models that are of different size. So even when you go to the breeder, you go to a Labradoodle breeder, you can specify, I would like a small, medium, large, or extra large. It's literally like going to McDonald's.
When was the last time you went to McDonald's?
Pretty recently. I had a drive through coffee. Not great.
Mm.
Hey, that's something... This is funny. I just said not great, right? This is a very Aussie thing to say.
Yeah.
To put not in front of...
It is.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
was good.
As a sync from LA in the 80s when they put knot on the end of everything.
Oh, like knot?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bad. When I was overseas this time, almost this time last year, and I met a young woman from...
Sounds like a limerick. Go on.
She was from Holland. Mm-hmm. She was from Holland and she'd spent some time living in Australia and said, what's with Australians and putting knot in front of everything? When you ask them a question, how's the movie? Not bad. Was it good? Not really.
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know. I think it's just like no one wants to say what they actually think about something.
No. You reckon?
Well, it...
By saying, so, okay, how was the movie? Not bad. Is it that you don't want to commit yourself to saying it was good? Because not bad is good.
Well, but it isn't.
Ah.
Ah. But that's the thing. I think basically you're erring on the side of I might embarrass myself in front of this
person. No.
I think it's a cultural avoidance tactic.
I say not bad about stuff. I can't think of the last time I said it, but I'm sure I probably do.
Yeah, we all do. No, no doubt.
No doubt.
No
doubt. Oh, no, sorry, not doubt. It doesn't work. But if I was to say the movie was not bad,
Was it not good?
I would mean... What would I mean?
What's the movie? How what do you think of the feeling? Well, it wasn't great. So it was good. Mm. You know what I mean? It's a non-committal appraisal of something.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But that intrinsically then, there must be a scale there somewhere. So... Bad, not bad.
Well, bad would just be shit.
Good.
If you're an Aussie and you didn't like something, you go, that was fucked.
Really good. Is that how it works? Bad, not bad. Good, great.
Hey, I think...
Should there be another one in between?
I think good and not bad are the same thing.
Oh, no, I don't think they are. That's the point.
Well, I agree with you, that's the point.
Yeah.
The thing about it for me is that I think if there was a real measurement, I think not bad and good would be the same thing.
Oh, they wouldn't be in my head.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. So if I say not bad to you, yeah. I don't mean good.
Okay.
I just mean not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna have to... I don't hear some of the things I say. So next time I say not bad, if I say it at the gig tonight...
Yeah.
You let me know.
I will.
Ask me after each song that you sing what I thought of it. And at the point I say, not bad, just...
Well, I'm going to assume it's good.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bump it up.
Unfortunately, yeah, it's not what I'm going to mean. I've never said not bad to you about any of your performances.
I believe that's highly possible.
That's in almost certainly true.
Almost certain. Mm. I think that's what Aussies do as well.
Well, no, that certainly in my lexicon, I would use that phrase because I could never be 100% sure of anything.
Oh, like definitely maybe.
Definitely maybe.
Good movie.
Haven't seen it.
Lovely film.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is that?
Yes.
No, you don't know what I'm going to say.
I know.
Is that Steve Carell?
Not true.
Okay. See? You said yes. And I didn't choose someone different.
It's not.
Just because you said yes. What's the movie I'm thinking of? Do I mean Steve Carell?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's who I meant. Sorry, in my brain I just had to decide if the guy's name was Will Ferrell or Steve Ferrell or Phil Carell. Steve. Is Steve Carell the loud noises guy?
From those movies that I don't like that other people do.
Terrible.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, because I just... Oh, so Steve Carell and Phil... No, and Will Ferrell have been in the same movie together.
Yeah.
But not definitely, maybe.
Absolutely not.
Okay. What's the movie I'm thinking of that Steve Carell's in and it's good? Not 50 First Dates. Good film.
Dan in Real Life?
No. It's, Born Again Virgin. No, what's it called? 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Born Again Virgin.
Oh, come on, dude.
I love it.
Life is hard for me.
Yeah.
Okay. 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Right.
Good film.
Okay.
Good film?
Yeah. Not bad.
Hey! Do I mean that film, though?
I don't know. You mean the one where he's a 40-year-old virgin?
It's not the one I mean.
Which one do you mean?
Damn, I haven't seen 40-year-old virgin. That's a dumb film. Haven't seen it. Dumb film. No, haven't seen it. But, sir.
What's it about, mate? Use your words.
I don't...
Steve Carell, the guy from The Office. The American Office.
Oh, yeah, bad. Bad.
But that's not what we're talking about. Okay. But that's the actor. I'm just trying to...
It's got such a small brain.
Trying to establish that we are talking about that actor.
I'm going to have to come back to you.
Okay.
I wish you could answer my film buff question. You being the film buff. Obviously not me.
What's the film about? It could narrow it down for
it's
me.
It's about...
It's not about a
film. It's about relationships.
Right.
And he ends up having one.
He's got one. Excellent. Is there another person in the film as well, or is it just him?
There's lots of other people, but I don't know who they are.
Okay. Where is it based?
America.
Any particular place that you can remember?
America.
Does he have children?
No.
Okay. That's good. That establishes...
I don't think.
At least two films I know that he's not in.
Okay. All right. Okay, we'll come back to this.
Is it new, or is it old?
No, old.
Oh, old.
Well.
Right.
10 years.
Okay. Is it looking... Has it got Keira Knightley in it?
I don't know, dude. Okay. I don't know who people are.
There's one...
Remember, I'm the guy that, during the film, is elbowing the person next to me saying, what's that one? Because I don't know who anyone is.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Except my sister's, Pepper Potts. I know
my
who
sister's
she is.
A little bit like that. She's the kind of person that you watch when she's watching a film. Because she's so into it, and then talking to whoever might be listening, it's like... Oh, what's going to happen next? She actually will say that out loud. And if it's a scary bit, she's like literally behind the pillow, like going, oh, it's very cute, very fun.
I watched a scary movie last week.
Ooh, good scary, bad scary. As in, was it high quality and did it, or was it dumb when you turned it off?
No, good.
All right.
Pretty good.
What was it about?
See, you don't watch horror movies.
Refuse to, flatly refuse to.
What's your what? You don't watch horror movies because they why? Like I know you didn't you hated Hostel because you thought it was something that could actually happen.
I also hated Hostel because I think there's kind of like a bit of a weird thing to watch. I think it's a bit weird to watch horrible things happen to people to get entertainment out of that. Which, you know, I'm not saying that humans...
But they escape in the end. Spoilers.
Not...
Spoiler alert from movies that came out 15 years ago.
There's never been a real horror movie where the whole... This isn't a huge death like toll. There's a body count.
Oh, yeah, only one escapes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
That's all right, though.
Yeah, I just don't... I don't like...
The ones that were clever enough
I realise that, you know, 2,000 years ago, the Romans, you know, fed Christians to lions. I mean, I know that humans really like watching awful shit happen to people.
I love that you're citing examples from 2,000 years ago when tonight we're going to go and do a gig and UFC will be on.
Is it on tonight?
Oh, probably. Oh, it's on all the damn time.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. Like, I think it's a bit weird.
Officially logging my objection to UFC as a sport, in inverted commas.
I want to ask you some questions.
Okay.
It's really interesting. It's interesting that things come up in conversation that are related to questions that I've prepared to ask you that you don't know I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Cool. So what we would... We're about 20 minutes in, mm-hmm. right? And what I kind of imagined would happen in the podcast over time is that we would develop some real segment-type things. But
yes.
Initially, while we're kind of getting our grounding in it, like the last one... I started asking you some questions and then we kind of ended up talking about having conversations around those questions. Mm-hmm. I still have plenty of questions to ask,
mm-hmm.
But I know that you've prepared one.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to just take over and ask you questions and make you be the interviewee
all the time. I mean, I'm easy, but...
Great. Here's some questions I didn't get to. So we're just talking about spectator sports and brutal entertainment of different kinds. We got through 7 questions in the last podcast. The eighth question on this list is this. So we didn't get to it. So okay. This is actually, incidentally, our conversation has just led us to this question. Should intellectual events be more important than sporting events, and will it ever happen? That's the question.
Should. It's a weird question.
Should.
No.
So intellectual events should not be more important than sporting events?
Well, but are you asking my... Okay, so I'm looking at it from a...
I'll ask you the question again.
Nah, shut up, David Dimbleby.
Should intellectual events be more important than sporting events?
I don't understand the question. I don't understand the use of the word should or
I'm thinking
important.
Well, I'm thinking maybe that here's my interpretation of the question. I can't say that word very well. I've never been able to say interpretation when I've been trying to. So my analysis of the question is that the events would be more focused on people's brain power. So things like, remember the TV show Mastermind?
Sure.
So
those shows like still exist.
They do.
Yeah.
But they're by no means as popular or as important, publicly important. They don't seem to be.
Really?
I don't think so. I don't think people are turning on...
Is Millionaire... Well, I don't even know what it's called. Millionaire Hot Seat? Who wants to be a millionaire? Whatever the version of what that show... Is that on 5 days a week now?
Yeah, it is. But I don't think that's an intellectual event. That's a...
What?
Well, I don't think it's an intellectual...
It's as intellectual as Mastermind. Well, surely. It's just got glitz and dollars.
Well, I think it's definitely the drama about, the dollars. They're definitely focused on the money. I don't think Mastermind was. But,
it wasn't at all. Yeah. But
even things like, spelling bees, maths competitions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, take it even back to school. I mean, it was a while since I was at school, but there was way more focus on inter-school sports days than there was on inter-school debating or anything like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, in the media now, I mean, I don't think you can switch on Foxtel and watch. I don't think there is a dedicated channel to intellectual competitions, like there is football / UFC, cricket, whatever else there is.
No, all right, there's not, but there are channels dedicated to more intellectual pursuits than sport, which is not to suggest that one is more important than the other. That's why I'm balking at the word should. Just intellectual pursuits snobby's not the word I'm meaning, but that's the one I've fallen on. Like the sorts of people that go to the opera are not the sorts of people that go to the football in general terms. But that shouldn't mean that one should have more weight than the other or should be more important than the other. I'm working this out as we go.
Well, back to the Romans throwing Christians to the lions. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically, you look at any sporting event and it's like it's the Colosseum and it's kind of done in that way, and it's broadcast in that fashion of who's going to win, and you're fighting for the cup or the trophy or whatever it is to see who's the best and who's going to survive. They even use the language about surviving to the next round and kind of stuff like that. So I think, in a way, sport is its own intellectual pursuit. There's that.
I'm pulling a face.
He's pulling a face. I find it really interesting. It's interesting that you just said, like, people who go to the opera might or might not be the same people that go to a certain type of sporting event. I think it's interesting that the more what we call the refined arts like that are so heavily supported by government.
Oh, this is finance. I was just about to ask you about subsidies. Yes, absolutely.
Like, they absolutely exist. They would not be able to survive without them at all. They just wouldn't.
No.
And sport also gets an incredible amount of government subsidy.
Mm-hmm.
But the kind of money that's involved on the other end. I mean, I don't think there's anyone in Opera Australia who's performing possibly tonight getting paid what a rookie Australian rules footballer
no,
would be getting paid.
No, considering the bloody AFL have just upped their... Even a footballer now who doesn't really get to... Like, who gets to play in the AFL but doesn't get to be that elite, renowned player will be on... $370,000 a year?
No, I think that's the average wage. So that's not indicative of every player. There will be still be players who get paid $1.5 million a year, and others that get paid $50,000.
True.
Yeah. Mm. I've got no issue with people who play a sport that that generates X amount of television rights and advertising dollars. Them getting vast majority of the money that goes into it. They're the people who you're watching. They're the people putting their bodies online. I think they should get paid well. But I guess what I'm saying is you could probably have a far longer, much more sustained career as a, you know, an opera performer than you could a professional footballer.
Sure.
So maybe that's where the wages level out. But the mastery of the art, I mean, and same thing as sport as well. Like, people who get that good are pretty amazing. So you should get paid well. But it's interesting it's already gotten to money. So, yeah, intellectual events and sporting events. It's hard to kind of separate them, isn't it? They're an important part of the world we live in, whether we like it or not.
Well, yeah, absolutely, because there's a lot of people in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of my previously aborted answers. Just I'm trying to think of it in a more sort of holistic sense rather than what I feel about it, because I'm not a big sport guy. I'm also not an intellectual. Where the hell does that lead me?
Well, I guess the thing is, like, no, what we're not doing every Friday night is going to the Melbourne Cricket Ground in numbers of 80,000 plus, right, watching two teams of 18 people play Trivial Pursuit. Or see who can extract the brain tumour, you know, from the patient the quickest with the least amount of side effects. You know, I mean, that's not what we're doing as a population.
Hmm.
We're not interested in that.
Hmm.
We're still very... But
we should look at the census results. Goodness,
that's interesting.
What? That they even bothered to publish them?
Yeah, well, funny.
Ridiculous. What a farce. We've moved on.
Do you want another question?
Yeah, all right then. All right.
Cool. I guess if you listen to this, feel free to send us an email and tell us what you think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can abuse us on the Facebook page.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll give you those addresses at the end of the app.
From whom would you like to receive a letter?
An actual letter?
Yeah.
Like a written letter?
Yeah. Not an email. A not email.
Ivor Davies?
Oh, yeah. Good one.
I love him.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. He's probably national treasure.
He probably still writes letters.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, you'd have to.
He's a man of colours.
Yeah, what colour?
Well, he wasn't. But who did he write that about?
I don't know.
My poor brain. Wrote it about an artist.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Okay.
How annoying.
Beautiful song.
What's
his... this is terrible because I can't remember the gentleman's name. Sang it when I saw Ice House a few months ago.
You mean Michael Payne.
Painter.
Michael Painter.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that's not why I said artist, by the way.
Oh, my God, it was... dumbfoundingly good.
Yeah, he's amazing.
If you're listening to this at the end of the podcast, go and just Google YouTube and Google YouTube or YouTube.
Just Google
Michael
YouTube.
Painter singing Man of Colours.
Yeah.
It's just
it is stunning.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I remember I kind of don't do that starstrucky thing. Like I'm
me neither. Yeah.
And I certainly would never be the guy that would approach a celebrity. So I saw My Fair Lady a little while ago and Jeffrey Rush was in the audience and in fact standing next to me at interval. And a friend I was with said, "Is that who I think it is?" I looked over and, yeah, because he was standing here away from me. Yeah. So she was all
right.
And she wanted to.
Yeah.
She didn't, yeah. Thankfully, because
he used to, when I worked at Rivoli, he would be a, he'd see movies at Rivoli.
Oh, yeah,
every
right.
week when he was in town. Like, you know, like normal people do. They go to the movies on their day off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely man.
Yeah. Lots of people came up to him.
Yeah, of course.
But I remember, so I think I'd seen an episode of Burke's Backyard and Ivor Davies was on there. And it must have been soon after that that I was just thinking about what, maybe I'd just been to see Icehouse play for the very first time. So the first Icehouse album, which came out 150 million years ago, like when they were still called Flowers, still in my top 20 albums of all time. Amazing, amazing record. And I just think Ivor Davies is incredible writer and performer and
yes,
all those sorts of good things.
Partially agree.
And I saw him on Burke's Backyard and then went to see Icehouse play. And so then I thought, like, you know, because I know a couple of the guys in his band, and it's like there's an outside chance that this guy who I really revere as a writer and producer and performer that I might actually get a chance to meet him. And what would I say if I actually met him? I remember thinking to myself, I'd just end up kind of the guy who doesn't get starstruck would just go up and shake his hand and say, "Huh, Mr. Davies, saw your house on Burke's Backyard. You've got a really nice house." And then just kind of cower away because, yeah.
You never got to do that?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so.
There's still a chance.
There's still, you're telling me there's a chance. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I reckon, you're right. Yeah, you're right. He might write letters.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. All right, I've got one last question for
go
you.
Go on then.
All right. What's the most boring thing you can imagine doing? Other than this, right now.
Stop it.
It's hard.
It is, because I wish I could just give you easy answers to things. I'm not very good at this.
I don't think there are easy answers.
No? Okay, well, that's good. I would choose not to do a boring thing if I found myself doing it. That's not the answer you're probably looking for. Like, I don't imagine myself doing boring things.
I know, yeah. That's the tricky thing about the question is in the word imagine, you know. So I can't imagine doing anything boring.
Because
I think I've been bored in my entire life. I've no memory of being bored ever.
No, I guess probably maybe when I was a kid. There are those times when you would think there's nothing to do and your mum would say, "Come play outside if you're bored." I don't know if she ever said that to me. I probably
have been guilty as a child of saying that and my mum saying, "Well, go and be bored somewhere else."
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah. But
I wrote that in one of my songs. You don't have to remember a lyric. We often say we're bored, but the truth is we're just lazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. So I learned quite early in life that there's always things to do. Like, there's no excuse for being bored.
And then you kind of go, well, I'll just add another bunch of stuff to my list of things to do. Like, let's do a podcast. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So, no, I can't imagine what the most boring thing is. I mean, a normal life would be boring to me if that was the thing I could imagine for myself. Like if I had
a question then.
A 9-to-5 or an 8-to-6 or whatever people actually have to do.
Yeah. Because being single, this crops up all the time when you're a when you start dating someone, or, you know, even often now with things like, you know, dating, online dating stuff. What do you do for a job? It's like, I'm a musician. Does that mean you play all weekend and don't have a social life? Like, that's a question that people ask. And you say, well, and my response is, well, I don't work conventional hours. You know, because, no, it doesn't. Yes, it does mean I work on the weekend. It doesn't mean I don't have a social life. But it doesn't mean that it's not possible to have a relationship with someone who doesn't work the same hours as you. But very
much... When the person asks, does that mean you don't have a social life? They don't mean, does that mean you don't have a social life? They mean, does that mean we won't have a social life?
Maybe that's what they mean. Yeah. Mm. But I find that, what I find really interesting is that people who are currently single, right, are willing to sabotage a potential relationship with someone who might be good for them before they even get to know them, based on the way someone currently works. I find that really
definitely.
I find that kind of points to why some people might be single, because of how, like, how much of a kind of shopping list attitude they're having towards maybe, you know, having a relationship. So they're like, well, so you don't work the same hours as me? Oh man, really?
Yeah.
Would
you change your working hours?
Yeah.
Would you? You didn't totally flinch at that answer.
Yeah. Well, when I say would I change, would I stop being a musician? No.
No.
Would I pick up, would I do something else, like with my time to earn money to be more available? Yeah, of course I would.
Really?
Yeah.
Geez, you're a good man.
Well, I think that in any scenario, you kind of go, well, it's, things are different now, so things will need to change. I just don't think you can go into anything and go, well, I'm not changing, but I expect you to. And that's almost like what people who, you know, someone who does work conventional hours says. They go, well, I'm not changing the way I approach the way I live. You've either got to be like this, or we're not even going to try. I find it really
so. Notwithstanding the fact that we've already covered that you had a couple of days offline this week, do you have any downtime?
Do you mean like when there's not a million things to do?
Do you make downtime aside from
absolutely?
Do you?
Yeah,
I don't mean the meditating thing.
No, I absolutely probably once a month I do what I did yesterday, except yesterday and the day before. I mean, that involved booze and some junk food. But I definitely take like a Monday and Tuesday where I don't do any emailing. I don't do anything at all. I take myself to a movie with the dog and I go to the caravan, to a caravan park or something like that. Absolutely. Yeah.
Dude!
Yeah, you got to have... Well, I've learned for me that there's a real difference between being busy and being rested. There's a kind of thing of like, because that thing about being bored is like, there's always a million things to do. There's never not an endless list of things to do. There's never not. So unless you say I'm having a day off today.
Is that same for everyone?
I think that's true for everyone. I think it's different for different types of people, but I think other people who go, oh, it's the weekend, like they will say, oh, it's Saturday and Sunday and I do this on the weekend. People might have slightly less, I don't mean to say complicated, but yeah, I guess complicated lives than what we do.
Well, I mean, our lives, I think, are complicated by the fact that we're self-employed.
Yeah, yeah.
So I beat myself up about the downtime thing. Well, it's because I feel like any time I'm not doing something, I'm not kind of pushing forward.
Look, that may be true. I think what I've learned is I've got to have a day off.
That's great.
Yeah. I don't have to have... And what I mean by that, it's not like what other people tend to do with the weekend, which is like, so Friday's a party night, Saturday's a bit of recovery, and then Saturday night's a party night, and then Sunday's a write-off. Like, that's not resting. No. So what I did the last couple of days, well, I went offline, I really didn't do anything at all. Mm. But, like, I had an osteo appointment yesterday, and so I went to that, and then went home and slept for 4 hours. because I was a little bit kind of hungover, but then I had an osteo appointment. That just makes me need to sleep anyway. So I really didn't do anything at all.
Yeah, okay.
But very rarely does that happen where, you know, my 2 days of kind of shutting down involves me eating bad food and drinking. Usually it's, I will take at least a day and just go, just not doing anything today.
Mm. That was one of my questions for you, by the way. That was one of my actual questions.
Do I shut down? Do I have a day off?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're right. Like, nothing gets done. So you don't send out those invoices or make those phone calls or anything like that. They don't get done unless you make time to do them. But I think some days you've just got to be okay with not doing them. As long as you end up doing them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everything gets done.
Yeah.
Hmm.
True.
Okay.
I've got more questions. Do you want some?
Yeah, all right then.
All right, there's a couple more. All right.
God damn it, okay.
Ah, cool. Here we go. Do you enjoy or not enjoy big noisy parties?
Oh, no.
No?
No, dude.
Right.
No. It's hard work. Did you know the answer to that?
No, well, no. I didn't know. Okay. I mean, you know, my answer is definitely absolutely not. But yeah. Not because they're hard work, like, it's like, oh, I've got to sing tomorrow.
That's not what I mean either.
No.
No, they're hard brain work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I I love what I do, what we do for a living.
And it's noisy.
It's noisy.
People say, like, what do you mean you don't like big noisy places? It's like,
well, I don't mind the noise that I create, obviously. and the louder the better. And I look forward to go, well, sometimes I just want to stay at home. Sometimes I just want to go to bed. But I think the big noisy thing feeds into that sometimes I just want to go to bed thing as well. And like we discussed last podcast, why I don't listen to music. My ears, I'm musicked out. I can't process any more shiny, happy noises. So I listen to podcasts and stuff where I can just listen to people talk. And
can I ask, do you think it's anything to do with the fact that we do what we do, which is for our work, we do something that we quite enjoy. It's quite an enjoyable thing. Mm. So we're not looking for a release. Like a lot of people have a job that they might get a lot of satisfaction out, and you know, they find it quite rewarding, but it's quite stressful. And so it gets to Saturday night and someone's having a party and they want to go and have kind of like a bit of a letting off steam kind of idea.
Mm.
So I don't feel like I ever need to let off steam. See, I used to have it on the job, which was kind of not particularly enjoyable and a bit stressful. And I felt like I needed to let off steam because it was like I was spending a lot of time in this space kind of up against ideas that I
was. What job is this?
What was it? At the bank in particular.
That bank. Yeah. That job.
But also, when I liked a lot of what I did at the cinema, but there was a lot of times where...
My questions relate to the cinema as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of times when, certainly when I was managing and I was dealing with stuff that I didn't... That was just like, I spend all this time here. It's just not really how I want to spend my time. Now because I'm musicking all the time, like as soon as I get, it's like, I've got to go to the gig now. It's like, great. I've got to go to work. That's pretty much what I say every day.
Yeah.
But I've got to go to work. So I don't ever feel like I want to go to the party and let steam off and dance on the table. And, you know, it's like that. That's probably got a lot to do with I'm also the age that I am.
Hmm.
But I wonder if too is like, because we do what we want to do, we never really feel like we want to go and, you know, blow off some steam.
No, that makes perfect sense. I'm mostly apprehensive about the social interactions that have to happen at gigs. So they're hard work. Like I really like people. And I like meeting people and I like talking to them about them and what kind of motivates them, what makes them tick, and that happens. And it happens so randomly at gigs sometimes where I'll just meet a person and kind of all of a sudden they're telling me their life story for a trite way of describing it.
Everyone who I have a personal relationship with, bar one, I've met through being a musician at a gig sometime in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I've got plenty of people I know from other, but I don't really see them very often.
Yeah, no, yeah, I get you.
I don't get to see them. People who mean a lot to me from prior to me really being a musician, but I very rarely see them. Mm. My sustained relationships. I want to clarify that just in case anyone's listening. I do love a lot of people who I don't know, but I really don't see them very much. I don't see those other people very much either, but
when I used to live with someone, I would hope that by the time I got home, she would be asleep. So I didn't have to interact with anyone anymore for that day.
Yeah, right.
I just needed to...
Oh, that's really...
decompress. That's what it feels like. It feels like decompressing. Like, I feel like I'm on a... No, I don't want to overstate it. But I'm on a high sense of alert when I'm in rooms full of people.
Yeah.
So outside of gigs, I would choose not to do that. And that's certainly part of it, is just not wanting to talk anymore because I've only got a finite number of syllables I can make in my life.
Yeah, I feel like I've got a word quota for the day.
Yeah, I reckon. And any time I've had voice issues, I have thought that to myself. It's like, well, that's actually... I've done my word quota for life, so...
So let's do a podcast. I can't
sing anymore. Well, and trust me, I have thought about that. Yeah, wow. But I realised after the last time you and I got together that actually I was fine.
Mm. So what you just said about, coming home and having that thought of, you really just don't want to talk for a little while. I just want to kind of get home and get in my space for a while.
Totally.
For the last year or so that I lived with my ex-partner, I worked pretty much, started at 7 a.m. and I was kind of done leaving by 3:30, 4 o'clock. So I was always home before her, right? And she would kind of come in at 7-ish, whatever, and I'd be like, hey, how's your day? Like, because I've been at home, I'd already done that,
You were Sprocket.
Yeah, I literally was, like a puppy, like kind of like, oh, tell me about your day, what have you been doing? And she would like, just fucking get off me, dog, like pretty much. And we never really got to really work out how we could make that work. That I was kind of waiting for her to come home and then, I've cooked dinner. And here we are. Wow. It was very much, I was like my doggies. Mm. You know, it's so good to see you. You've been away for so long. I've got so much to tell you about my day. Tell me about your day. Let go. That's and you just saying that, it's like, yeah, that really reminds me of how that was.
Mm.
And she was just never happy to see me. But not because she didn't like me.
Mm.
I don't think she liked me that much. But I do think there was that element of just let me get into my space. Just give me 5 minutes and I want to talk to you for a little while. And then, then it would be okay. Mm. I'm not sure if I ever really got that puppy-like behaviour under control.
Yeah, humans are hard, aren't they?
Oh, God, aren't we? Hey, I think we should finish.
All right, mate.
Yeah, not forever.
No.
Yeah, just until
not forever.
The next one.
So I don't think last episode we kind of talked very much about... the other things we're doing and the other places you can find us. So we talked about the email address, so you can get in touch with us at you can write touringcircus@gmx.com. If you've got song requests or suggestions or answers to any of these questions that you might want to share with us, we can get in touch with us, of course, through the Facebook page as well, which is touringc.
You can send us questions too. Otherwise, I'm going to keep coming up with ones
like... Good Lord.
Do you put the toilet seat down? Well, here we go. Do terrorism threats ever stop you from attending a big event or going out to public places?
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But don't answer that now. We'll use
No, I won't answer that.
Yeah.
You guys should, though. That's... Wow. I'd be interested to hear people's answers to that. So what else? What, your website. Maybe we should talk about your website.
Yeah, I have one of those. Do you have one of those?
Yeah.
Mine's domitaliano.com. I'm assuming yours is mattbradshaw.com.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Nice one.
I haven't written a blog for quite some number of months.
I don't really do blogging, but I do my little magnetic poem thingo every day.
Yes, you do. Every day.
Every day.
How far along were you at this point? By the time you read this, listen to this, see this.
It's almost been... I started on the 1st of January, so it's...
Goodness me. That's really impressive. Wow. And what are you doing with those?
They're going to be in a book.
An actual book?
Yeah.
An actual published book?
Well, I'm going to print books. The difference between a publisher publishing them and me printing them.
What's self-publishing?
I think that's self-printing.
Is it?
I think so. It's just nicer than...
So will you get an editor?
Yeah, what are you doing next week?
True.
Yeah, well, the good thing about them is that there's not a lot of words in, you know, it's not like it's...
And,
like,
of course, I've read them all anyway.
Yeah.
I'll edit them.
Yeah.
I'll edit your poetry books.
The interesting good thing about being the magnetic thing is there's very little punctuation... available.
Yeah.
So the question is, do you put the punctuation in when you type them up properly?
No.
Really, don't worry about it.
Then yes. I want an editor's credit. Oh, right,
you can be the editor.
I want all the jobs, dude. We've discussed this before. I want to be a singer. I want to be a composer. I want to be a music theatre director.
What about a sculptor?
But then again, no.
love an Elton John joke.
All right, then. We will do a song and we'll catch you next week.
All right, we haven't decided what the song's going to be yet.
All right.
We will have by the time we do it.
This is the only edit you're going to see in this episode. It's not?
I'm going to do the thing.
All right, you do the thing.
See ya.